this can go on, I know, and that's great. Rainer, I wonder if you could come up, and then Mercy as well. And then if anyone else has a very brief sharing that they feel would be good at this time, just come up. Rainer first.
This past week, Ozil and I went to listen to the Messiah. Before the conductor came onto the platform, I just heard words from a missionary that I know quite well. I don't know if he's still alive, I doubt it. And his words were, "Rainer, just talk to the Lord about what you're doing." And that made me turn in my thoughts, and I said, "Lord, we're going to be listening to your word in the Messiah. Please let your word touch the hearts and lives of those listening. Let your word not come back empty." After the end of the concert, we were talking to a Chinese lady. And she said, "Oh, I used to sing in a choir in China. And on one occasion, we sang the St. Matthew's Passion. And I didn't understand the words. And I went and talked to somebody, and they said, "Well, here, take a Bible and just read the words from St. Matthew." And as she read those words, she turned to become a Christian, and she's been a Christian ever since. May God answer your prayer in exactly the same way. I don't know who he touched there in that audience, but I know that God is doing something with that prayer. Talk to God about what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Working together perfectly, we are. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the blessing of sharing group. I don't like coming up to the front, so take me as I am. So I've just been so blessed by sharing groups. We talk a lot about them in our formations program. We talk about how good they are, and I think they're good. And they are, I think, a case of you get out of it what you put into it. If you don't put much into it, you won't get much out of it. That's a rather sort of mercenary way of putting it. But I want to share a particular thing that happened, I think, the last week with sharing groups. So I'm in a publicly committed sharing group. There's five of us, and I also lead a formations group. Both huge blessing. And I just want to share a blessing from this week. I won't call out who you are, but you know who you are. We were talking in our publicly committed sharing group about God and the blessings. You know, we're talking about the things you're supposed to talk about. What does God do in your life? And there were two ladies in particular who are a bit older than me, you know, were talking about how they just talk to God during the day, you know, and they say they just have a conversation with God. And I was very struck by how I don't do that very much, and because I'm very busy with my very important life. And I was very struck by how they do it and how ordinary they made it sound. And it was a particular analogy that one of them used that I've been exercising a bit during the week. One of them used the example of the film The Fiddler on the Roof, where Tevier talks to God and he waves his fist at him, some God, and he argues with God. And he says, "Well, you didn't do that very well. Why do you do that?" And, you know, and I said to her, I said, "Well, I wouldn't dare do that, you know, because God is a bit like the headmaster, you know, you don't argue with him." But I've had little examples during the week since that group of sort of having a bit more of a dialogue with God and just talking a bit more to him about, you know, "Well, why are you doing that? And can you help me with this?" And, you know, there are little things. I can't actually remember specifics right now, but I'm receiving the blessing of that. So thank you for the example of your lives and Tevier. Like I said, you know who you are. And then my other sharing group met just now, and I'm about twice their age. And I'm quite daunted by leading this group. Again, you know who you are. You're all very capable people. And we're like the United Nations, you know, Holland, India, the Philippines. The Philippines is actually, they're the majority in the group. I don't know very much about the Far East because I've not really been. and I'm a bit intimidated by it, but they are such a blessing because they teach me a lot about the Lord. And I've just been very struck by it as I was thinking during the meeting. I'm with younger sisters and older sisters and people my age, but the blessing of learning from each other across the generations, I really see it because I have the privilege of being in the two groups, and I really see how we can learn from each other. And we can also dispense to each other. I mean, I'm quite cautious about what I say because I kind of think, well, younger people don't really want to know, so I won't say anything. But, you know, I kind of wait for the Emmaus Road moment and say, well, maybe I'll say something here. And I'm just so blessed and struck by how we can bless each other, giving and receiving God's wisdom and love and experience. So thank you, those of you in my sharing group, and all of you, in fact.